Madam Chair. I would like to start by thanking the Secretary for inviting us to be here. It's the first time we get to interact with you, but are really excited to share a little bit more about the different educational programs we run aimed at teaching students more about the UN in general, but also about WP6. We've had the opportunity to have Lance come down to speak to the students. So before talking about those programs, though, I'm just going to back up for a second. Most of you are probably not familiar with who we are. So the World Federation of United Nations Associations was founded in 1946, and we are an international civil society organization. We were founded by 22 United Nations Associations at the time, and these are essentially national members of our federation who all work, just like we as the Global Federation, towards strengthening the United Nations. Our sole purpose and mission is to, in colloquial terms, give the UN free PR, but really strengthen the UN and make sure people, civil society members, understand why the United Nations is good, why the United Nations is needed, what the UN does, etc. And we have by now grown to close to 100 UNAs around the world, each of them with thousands of members, which means we have hundreds of thousands of members within our federation, which makes WAFUNA the sole and largest global organization with the primary mission of supporting the principles and purposes of the UN. On top of coordinating our federation and our membership, the Secretariat also manages a variety of different programs, including the set educational initiatives that I want to talk about. On the bottom, you see, just if you're curious, a map of where our UNAs are all situated. So it's really all around the globe, and we hope to expand this further over the upcoming years. That being said, the first educational program I want to highlight is our Model UN program. For those who are not familiar with Model UN, Model UN is essentially a simulation of the UN where students role play you, essentially. They role play to be diplomats or representatives of different member states. They never represent the member states where they're from. And they discuss issues that are discussed at the UN itself as well, giving them an insight not only into how the UN works, but also into the different topics that are discussed at the UN. It also allows them to develop a wide range of skills that are useful in later parts of their life, studies, career, etc. Our Model UN program, called the WAFUNA International Model United Nations, was founded in 2014, and we hold it annually in New York and Geneva. We've previously had editions also in Brazil and India. Unlike many other Model UNs, maybe some of you have done Model UN yourselves as students. I know there are some people who do Model UN who go on and actually work for their foreign ministry or for the UN, etc. For those of you who've done it before, you will know that Model UNs are nothing like the actual UN, but what they're fundamentally different. But we really take pride in simulating the UN as accurately as possible, teaching students how the UN really functions, and also about the importance of consensus, which most Model UNs fail to do. So we really want to make sure that students get an accurate insight into how resolutions or different outcome documents are negotiated at the UN. Our Model UN program is attended by roughly 2,000 students from over 80 countries every year. This is across all of the programs we run annually. And it continues to grow, especially now after the pandemic. We've done a few years of online conferences, and now we're launching back into in-person events, and there's a lot of enthusiasm from students. The other program we run are our training programs. We've been doing these for the past 10 years, and they're week-long trainings we run in Geneva, New York, and Vienna, during which students gain a better understanding of the UN by engaging with speakers from different UN entities and organizations by visiting. When they come here to Geneva, for instance, we take them to different entities that are part of the wider international Geneva community, both UN and outside the UN. That includes WHO, ILO, we take them to WTO, but they also interact with CAGI and other organization outside the immediate UN system. And we really want to give them an understanding of all the different variety of issues that are discussed at the UN, that it's not just the things they might hear about on the news, Security Council and similar things, but that it's really most issues they can think of, they are, you know, we can find these issues at the UN. And we really want them to also understand how all these different organizations interconnect and how they work together. The goal in the end of the program is for the students to go back home and say, okay, I have a better understanding now of what the UN is, what the Sustainable Development Goals are, what different UN or what different parts of the UN work on and whatnot. And we've had the pleasure to welcome the WP6 Secretariat to some of the previous sessions to allow students to learn more about regulatory cooperation and standardization. Lance has come to two of our programs, and we very much look forward to continuing that cooperation. We've also been working with the Secretariat on helping identify youth voices, some of which I think you will be hearing later on. Some of the participants who came to one of our previous programs attend the Geneva Business School just around the corner here, and they had a chance to hear from Lance during the program we organized and now are going to come here and speak to you. So it's really important to us that we make sure that youth voices are heard. So it's not really just a one-way street about teaching students how the UN works and the broader public, but also making sure their voices are heard and they get to participate in meetings like this one. As said, very much looking forward to continuing that. And yeah, thank you so much. And thank you. Yeah.